The U.S. economy shrank during the first quarter, but there is a but. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of April. Thanks for being with us. In other news, 120,000 pounds of ground beef has been recalled. Disney and DeSantis, we've got new news. Another major company has announced a price increase. Meanwhile, Kroger and Walmart are taking a page out of Costco to entice more shoppers to their stores. McDonald's is getting out of Russia, but a lot of money is involved. We've got the Wall Street Report, and today is Workers' Memorial Day, a day set aside each year to recognize workers who have been killed through illness or injuries. Here in Iowa, 71 people were remembered. And we've got more from the president of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, Charlie Wishman. For the interview, you'll meet creator John Busby, who for decades has created a cultural buzz around the arts and entertainment. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the U.S. economy, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, shrank by 1.4% for the first quarter of this year. It was a big change from the big GDP gains of 2021, when we saw the economy grow by a whopping 6.9% in the final quarter of the year. But before you sell everything and leave, know that it's not actually that bad. Exports and government spending slowed, and imports were up. And that causes an imbalance. Meanwhile, consumers spent more on services led by healthcare. That offset a small decline in goods spending, which shrank due to lower spending on gasoline. CNN is reporting that the price index tracking personal consumption expenditures rose by 7% in the first 3 months of the year, or 5.2% when we strip out energy and food prices. Economists still hope that March may have marked the pandemic inflation peak. Only the April economic data, which is still some weeks out, can confirm that. Even in light of the downturn, Wall Street had a booming day. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. From the, you know, it's always something department comes the news that over 120 pounds of ground beef has been recalled. Thrillist is reporting that Lakeside Refrigerated Services, based in Swedesboro, New Jersey, has recalled the ground beef because the company believes there may have been possible E. coli contamination. The recalled meat was produced between February 1 and April 8 and shipped nationwide. Some of the ground beef was sold through Walmart's brand Marketside. All of the products that are part of the nationwide recall share one major thing in common. They will each have EST period 46841 inside the USDA mark of inspection on the product. So if you've purchased any of those products, you should not consume them. You should either throw them away or return them to the store where you bought them from. Once again, that code that's inside the USDA mark is EST period 46841. Well, if you've been following the political flap over the very expensive feud between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, we've got some new news. CBS is reporting that the state of Florida cannot dissolve the Disney special tax status. The sparring began after DeSantis last month signed a controversial bill barring schools from instructing children in kindergarten through third grade on issues related to sexual orientation and gender identity. Disney CEO Bob Chapek initially tried to stay out of the heated public debate over the measure, but with growing pressure from inside the company to oppose it, he eventually came out publicly against the Don't Say Gay law at his company's annual shareholders meeting in March. Well, the governor responded by seeking to tarnish Disney as woke and moved to end the special status that allows the resort to effectively run as its own municipal government on the 39-square-mile property it owns, called the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Making its only public statement since the Republican governor and lawmakers directed their ire at Disney, the company this week expressed confidence to investors that the state could not legally void its 55-year arrangement so long as the Reedy Creek District's bond debt was not paid off. As a result, the bid to disband the special tax district in Orange and Osceola counties would break an agreement made by Florida when it created the district back in 1957. Now, DeSantis has vowed to keep the pressure on. Meanwhile, we've got to ask, are there not more pressing issues in Florida? Supply chain troubles, a war in Ukraine, and a shortage of product is pushing the cost of nearly everything up. Now, Fortune is reporting that Unilever is the latest company to sound alarm bells over runaway inflation. The major consumer goods multinational announced it recently raised prices for its products by an average of 8.3%. London-based Unilever is one of the largest global providers of all sorts of consumer goods, including food, condiments, and cleaning agents. The higher prices may have already put some consumers off of buying Unilever products. The company reported a 1% overall drop in sales volume over the past 3 months. You know, as the cost of goods and services increases, some of the major big box stores are borrowing a strategic win from Costco. Eat This, Not That is reporting that when the price of gas skyrocketed in March, Costco members and even non-members flocked to the warehouse's chain stations because of the notoriously cheap gas. Lines of cars stretched far into the parking lot as many of the 100-plus million Costco members wanted to take advantage of significant savings. People even signed up for a membership for either $60 or $120 to get access. Yahoo Finance calculated that signing up for a membership would save customers over $300 in gas a year. So the sign-up, well, that fee seemed to be worth it. Kroger announced in mid-March that it was offering shoppers who are signed up for their rewards program extra points for purchasing gift cards that could be used at its gas stations. Though that sales event ended at the end of March, Walmart just added its own version. Right now, Walmart Plus members and anyone who joins the program can save 10 cents per gallon not only at Walmart and Sam's Club stations, but also at 12,000 Exxon and Mobil stations. This deal, though, is exclusive to those who pay $12.95 a month or $98 a year for Walmart Plus memberships. Other perks include prescription discounts, free shipping, free grocery delivery, scan-and-go checkout, and more. Customers would have to buy, get this, though, over 130 gallons of gas a month. That's the equivalent of about 11 full tanks of gas to save as much as the monthly rate. So, good deal or maybe not so much. Yet another major brand wants to get the heck out of Russia. CNN is reporting that getting out of that country is going to be very expensive. Shutting down the 847 McDonald's restaurants in Russia will cost the company millions, $127 million in the first quarter, to be exact. One reason? Well, McDonald's said in March that it would continue to pay its 62,000 Russian employees despite shuttering operations in the country. And they're doing the same in Ukraine. Those staff costs, plus payments for leases and supplies, cost the company $27 million. The other $100 million was from food and other items that McDonald's will have to get rid of. Well, it's a big day on Wall Street as investors looked past the GDP number and bought like there was no tomorrow. The Dow finished the day up by 614 points to end the trade at 33,916, while the Nasdaq picked up a whopping 382 points to close at 12,871. S&P 500, that added 103 points to end the session at 4,287. And finally, there is this. April 28th has been set aside as an International Day of Mourning to remember those workers who have died over the past year from illness contracted at their work or injury while on the job. 53 years ago, Congress passed the Occupational Safety and Health Act, promising every worker the right to a safe job. However, today we are still a long way from that being a reality. In Iowa alone, there were 71 names read aloud during several stops across the state. Here, we visit with Charlie Wishman. He's the president of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, about what all of this means and where labor needs to go in the future. Charlie, thanks for spending a couple of moments with us. What does this mean for not only the families, but also all of Iowa?
Every year, this is not just a remembrance and a memorial for those who all they wanted to do was go to work, earn a living for their family, and return home to their loved ones. But it also serves as a call to action. Because so many, if you look at how some of these people, these brothers and sisters, fell at work or passed away due to working conditions, so many of them are preventable. So many of them. And we as people, as the state of citizens of the state of Iowa, citizens of this nation, we need to use our voices to advocate for better workplaces, safer workplaces, and not just that these workplaces are safer, but that there's adequate enforcement and rule and regulation around what is put into place.
I was struck, Charlie Wishman, about the number of names that were read today, as well as the ages, everywhere from 21 years of age to 77 years of age. That was an awfully long list. That was larger than I've seen in past remembrances.
We made a very conscious decision to include as many deaths that were attributable to COVID exposure in the workplace. And that's what happens when you go through a global pandemic. You're going to have a longer list. But that doesn't mean that we couldn't have done better. We could have done better during this pandemic, protecting workers in all different industries. I hope and pray that if something like this happens again, or if this pandemic rears its ugly head in another form or fashion or mutation or whatever, that we learn from what we did wrong the past 2 years, and that we do everything that we can to make sure that workers can do exactly what I said, go to work, be as safe as they can, earn a living, and return home to their family and their loved ones.
You made mention of the fact that this is not a political event, but you were very pointed in the fact that politicians who sit behind us under the Golden Dome make laws and rules and regulations that affect workers across the state of Iowa and the United States. What would you like to see in the future as far as worker safety and worker protections?
There needs to be clearly a stronger OSHA department in the state of Iowa. And I don't blame the people who work there. They need more help. We need more cops on the beat. We need OSHA to be proactive instead of reactive. We need to make sure that problems are caught at work before there is a death or an injury or severe workplace outbreak or illness. And that goes for workers too. If you see something wrong, say something. Don't cut corners. Because that corner that is cut may affect you at some point.
Charlie, thanks for taking a few moments to speak to us. I could tell that you were visibly moved by this, as you have been in the past. And it did turn out to be a beautiful day, and it is a day of remembrance for all of us. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
That, once again, is the voice of Charlie Wishman, the president of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. And this was the Des Moines event. Events like this were happening all across the state of Iowa. You know, every year, people in hundreds of communities and at work sites recognize workers who've been killed through illness or injuries on the job. Trade unionists around the world now mark April 28th as an international day of mourning. All right, stay with us and click ahead. You're about to meet John Busby. For decades, John Busby has been in the space of advertising and marketing, helping brand products and services. He's also passionate about culture. And he does a weekly radio show that talks about that very same subject. Stay with us. John Busby is next.